Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, church. Indeed, there's much to be, you know, to give thanks to God for. There are many, many, many testimonies that have not been given. But I just want to thank God for the twins. Maiva Zukuru, they have passed very well. And we are going places. Kato is going to be a surgeon. He has told me he wants to be a surgeon. So pray for him that he may achieve his dream. Babilia is still waiting to tell me what she wants to be. Hallelujah. But God is good. God is faithful. I have a muzukuru in northern Uganda in Agago. You may ask me how. I had another askari. And his name was Bosco Rock. But he's from Agago. He is in Agago. He went back to Agago. That man loved the Lord. He was my guard for about 5 or so years. And when his wife, he prayed, he wanted a son. And his son gave birth to a boy. No, his wife, sorry. Avange. His wife, at least I know you are attentive. The cold is working. His wife gave birth to a boy. And he came to me and said, I want to name that boy Balo. Believe me, you, yesterday, Omia, Jesse, Balo, I received his results. His father from Agago in Acholi sent me his results. He got aggregate 12. And I am grateful. So when you hear another Balo from the north, don't say that, Mr. Balo, what happened? Muzukuru wange from Acholi, he said he wanted to. I told him, you know, it's a Chizungu name. He said, I don't care. My son will be called what? Balo. So when you hear Omia Yese from La Changpeno in Agulu, he's my son. Eh? Yes, he's my grandson. So I want to thank God so much for today as well. God is faithful, he's good. And believe me, February is here with us. January is history. All the pressures, 15th, what will happen on 15th? What is going to happen on 15th? It is water under the bridge. We already have an elected president. Another one is in the bush somewhere, I don't know where. But life is moving on. I want to continue in gratitude. Last week, last Sunday, I preached about gratitude. And again, the song just burst into my life again. Nkwebaza, byokola, byokoze, nebyogendo kola. Omuka gwenzisa, byonna byennina, oli mwesigwa, Yesu webale. Choir, you can hire me. Hallelujah. So, with a heart of gratitude, we start the year. And I pray that each and every one of us can continue seeking what God wants us to be when we are grateful. We honor God. We give him the glory. And indeed, he blesses us. When you are grateful, darkened hearts are removed. Blocked blessings are unblocked. We must cultivate a heart of gratitude. Hallelujah. That was the last bit of the sermon. If you go onto the website, you can actually see the last bit. Hallelujah. So today I come with another topic. Hallelujah. How productive are you? Productivity. It is something that in my house I have been pushing very hard for my children to understand. A planless person is not a productive person. Sometime last year, I was blessed to have the opportunity to speak to you about making plans. And you think that only parents have to make plans, big people or people who are working. No. Even children, you can train them to start having plans. Hallelujah. We need to shift our faith into action so that the DNA of the church can be visible. Olwalero gundi sigirabye munsonda. The DNA of the church. We recite it, we speak to it. It is the foundation, you know, of the vision of this church. But we need to work a way so that we can actually measure productivity. If you ask Muchala Musumba about productivity, I know the things that are running through her mind. She has lots. As people who plan, as architects, you have lots of plans. And you have to have a structured approach to making those plans. But in the same way, in whatever our careers, whatever our spiritual journey, whatever the Lord has blessed us with, we have to be able to become productive. So today I come with a message around building a life of focused productivity. A life of focused productivity. Abatazena kalamu na gundi mbasasidde. Kubanga mwobwongo obwamwe bukwata nnyo. Atembe siga, you will go to the website and you will read. And that you'll be able to get your information from there. I'm not talking about Musumba. Musumba has, and he has his what? He makes notes on his phone. But I'm telling you, have a notebook. Have your Bible with you. You've come to meet the Lord. You need to take notes. These notes will help you in future. I have notes that go as far back as 1993. And I go back. The books are becoming a little bit funny, but sometimes I go back and I say, hey, somebody gave me this word. And this word either has come true or I have learned a lot from this word. So productivity. Ephesians 5:15-17. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Hallelujah. Circumspectly. Who knows what that word means? Do you know what circumspectly means? Okay. It just means cautiously. Move cautiously. Carefully. Be careful. Hallelujah. So we have a walk in life, not as fools, but as wise. So we are called to be wise. Once we are in Christ, it is a demand that we seek wisdom and we walk with wisdom. Hallelujah. Redeeming the time. One thing that we don't have is time. Already January is gone. I seem to think of a calendar year from January to December, but every day the Lord does something special. Your days are not only defined by a year, but you don't know how long you have. So therefore, because we anticipate, we always plan within the year. You say, this year, what am I going to do? What's my plan? Hallelujah. So, redeeming the time, and yet we waste a lot of time. I won't speak to that. I'll speak about it later. How do you use your time? Redeeming. The Bible also tells us that the Lord will pay us back for the years that were eaten by the locusts. So, with wisdom, don't look at what happened in the past. Remember it, but know that the latter days will be greater than the former. Hallelujah. So redeem the time, because these days are evil. We live in days which are most difficult. Our children are growing up in very, very challenging times. So we need to have wisdom to walk. Those of us who are my age, and I only see, I don't know, the 60s and above, maybe we are two or three. There are two. Mama, see what you did? Ate mama and singa. Abalalabachali, they are hovering. Kujakowe wanganate rokutuka, ku sixth floor. So, we grew up in a time when there was less information. We learned what we were taught in school, and that was it, from our parents, what we saw. Information did not move as fast. Today, information moves too fast, to the extent that the government had to take off the internet because of that. Because there's disinformation. Honestly, I think it was for our good. Because we lap up disinformation. Sometimes I even wonder why some people send WhatsApp messages, which they know are going to cause destruction. They are not productive. Somebody just says, hey, then you just send. You don't know that you're causing a lot of excitement for nothing. Just calm down. Most of those stories are what? Empty. So, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. What is the will of the Lord in this time for you, when you need to walk in wisdom? What is the will of the Lord in you? And you know that each and every one of us individually has something special in them that the Lord has prepared. We know that we are all different. Even if you are born with siblings, we are all different. You have different fingerprints. God is amazing. The way he creates us. We are special. We are individual. Same mother, same... I wonder, how can you have the same mother, same father, then you have blood type O, then A, B, and... Doctor, where do those things come from? Why don't the same parents have children with the same blood group? Why? They are the same. Have you interrogated that thing? Why? But God knows why. So your brother might not be able to give you blood. And yet, tugamba oyo blood. Nenga blood, watasobola kuwa blood. So, back to the word, walk in wisdom. God created you wonderfully, and he has a purpose in you. But you need to identify what that purpose is. Hallelujah. So keep in mind this scripture, it is a key, Ephesians 5:15-17. The Lord desires us to walk circumspectly, carefully, not foolish, but wise. We are required to redeem the time because these days are difficult, they are evil. Do not be unwise, understand what the will of the Lord is. Do you know what the will of the Lord is for you? And the will of the Lord is so critical for you to be able to be productive. If you don't know the will of the Lord, you'll, like we say, walk around like a what? Headless chicken. You might be in church every day, nkwebaza, byokola, byokoze, nebyogendo kola, ngakutunulira. Nebyagendo kola teweteseteso kubiyingiramu. You're not prepared to enter into what is preparing you to do. Pastor has a vision for the church. It's God's vision. But it is through him because he's a vessel. But you have to plan. You have to present those plans to God so that he can reveal himself. And when he reveals himself through dreams or prophecy or through him confirming, then you'll know that you are being wise and you are moving in line with what the Lord wants to do for you. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 2:3. And keep the charge of the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that you may prosper in all that you do, wherever you turn. This is a 100% requirement if you're going to be productive, if you're going to know how to walk into your purpose. His statutes, his commands, his judgments, his testimonies. That is why we pray. That is why we read the Bible. That is why we we fellowship, come to hear the word. That is why we need to understand what are God's statutes. That you may prosper in all that you do wherever you turn. Prosper in all that you do. Now, in all that you do, depending on your timing, because for me, the way I look at things is a time element in a person's life. When you're a toddler, you're a toddler. You're just being, looked after. When you leave being a toddler, you become a child, a kid. A kid needs to learn. They learn the things that they need to learn up to maybe an age of 6. There are certain things that if you don't teach that child, then that child will not what? Be prepared. If you don't teach a child potty, when they are 2, when they are 1, when they are 6, you'll see the child running around then. Because you have not trained them. Okay? So, the journey of life, that age, then you start going to school, you start learning, you're being prepared for the future. What future? But at the same time, you need to have the same journey with understanding God. When you understand God from an early age, the child will never turn away from God. And even if they do, the Holy Spirit will what? Call them back. So you need to continue progressing. When you become a young adult, after you finish your school, that journey. Pastor talked about being in the Scripture Union. What? Me, I never went to Scripture Union. At that time, nali ndi confused munsi. Nganda baba Scripture Union, abo, baba kola yochi. Nee, maybe they let them pray for us. For us, we have our lives. So, at every stage of your life, you need one to learn the statutes, his commandments, his judgments, his testimonies. From being a kid all the way through until you become an adult. Even the Bible tells us that there's a time when you will stop having milk and have hard food. You need to know those times. Hallelujah. The most important thing that comes with this message is that you may prosper in all. In all. It doesn't say a few things. In whatever you turn and do. Hallelujah. So measure yourself in terms of progress. Are you really prospering? These days, we have too much government at Yambe. Problems are just too many. But do you know what to do? Even in a time when you have a challenge in your life. Most people don't know what to do. Then you have lamentations just going on and on and on. Hallelujah. Jeremiah 17:7. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Okay? Where is your confidence? We confess God, but is your confidence in God real? In Christ? In every situation? Trusting in human strength, promising that those relying on God are likely rooted as fruitful trees that do not fear drought and heat. It places confidence in God, brings stability and divine blessing. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord. But when we trust in the Lord, if you're going to be productive, what do you need to do on top of that? Many people are stagnant. I trust in the Lord, God is good. I trust in the Lord. You are just in that one square. You are not taking any step of faith. And even when you take the step of faith, it's not even planned. It is just, what they say? Muwawa. Atambula muwawa. Tariko plan. So you, in this year, what are you going to do different? You who trust the Lord, who seeks and to know his statutes, who seeks to get closer to him, you need to have a plan so that you are productive. Everybody must report back and say that I was productive in this 1, 2, 3 things. What are they?
The young man who wants to get married, if you want to be productive in your marriage, are you going to plan for it? Or are you just looking for the young girl who looks nice? Kubanga ayimba bulungi mu kwaya, andabikira bulungi, ate bw'asinzira bw'ati, n'asinza, nze oyo gwe njagala, Mukama andeetera. Tolina ky'oteeseteese, onoomufuna otya? Musumba yagamba ati he was not prepared, but not in that way. He was prepared for the journey of marriage in his heart, and he prepared himself because he knew that his destiny was in marriage. He was talking about all these, the things which people think are the most important. I need a house. There are some who even add these days you have to have a car, a fridge, a bank account with money, what. Whoa, wait, mie. I'm telling you right now, you can have the fattest bank account, 3 cars, a house, neinga. Those are surrounding things that will bless you in the marriage. Nay, if you don't know what you are as you apply yourself in marriage, at a marriage is God's idea. It is not man's idea. So what do you know about marriage that you want to prepare yourself and be productive in your marriage? Do you want to stop hearing, ah, wangi, tugumie, tugumideyo, wabana, those problems, why? Nchaliyo, wabana, na ye. Katugendera awo. No. In Proverbs 14:23, in all labor there is profit, but idle chatter leads only to poverty. Proverbs tell us a lot about God designing us to be productive. Idle chatter leads to poverty. We know it, that how do we chatter these days? Online. You don't have to be talking, but every time, you are the ones who spread all the worokoso. You are the ones, by the way, Man United the other week, we clobbered Arsenal. But now it's a week. Oh, so it is still the same world. So they are doing skits about it, what not. They are laughing about it. Muchala Mark is chikuruma na echa akuruma da chaita. It's what? It passed. Ne we are. Ne na we cha akuruma musumba. Olimbo limba. Cha akuruma. Nae na fe. You are still harping on that. There are people, by the way, who are stuck in just football. Nothing else. No productivity. Just football. And yet football is supposed to be, you know, something that entertains us. But they know all the players. How much they earn? You, how much do you earn? Bova umpaye bidding and then call it sports betting. So, idleness leads to poverty. So you as a Christian need to jump onto being productive. And I'm about to tell you how. But these scriptures, you'll keep reading them and the Lord will reveal himself. Proverbs 13:4, the soul of a lazy man desires. They get out of this world, they never got what God had prepared for them. The soul of a lazy man desires and has zero, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich. Your soul is rich. Rich with the things of God and the purposes of God. When you are rich in the things of God and the purposes of God, he will add unto you all the things your hearts desire. And when you desire and you are in the purposes of God, your desires will not be outside of God. Whatever you desire will be within what God wants to bless you with. So, don't be lazy. The young men here, I tell you these days, young men, I'm on your case. You are lazy. Lazy. You have actually allowed the world to inform you that there's nothing that you can do. And you have listened to that lousy, worldly gossip.
bizibu. All you hear is times are hard, things are difficult. Once you start singing that same song is going to follow you. Have a positive what? Attitude and say, yes, I am going through hardship today, but the Lord's plan for me is great. And I have a plan. And invite the Lord into those plans. Invite the purposes of God in those plans. And be productive. Move towards the what? The plan of God. Hallelujah. Do not allow the world to tell you that what? Bizibu. Yes, you are going to go through hardships, but it doesn't mean that God cannot provide for you. That's why I tell people that who want to go to the U.S., unless God has designed you to go to the U.S. or to the Western world, forget. You're going to go and clean toilets. And you'll do three jobs cleaning toilets. And you'll be there 5 years, you'll come back and find this Kato has become a surgeon, for you have been in Europe with your degree cleaning toilets. Is that all you can think of, going to the West? Do you think God was foolish? I've said it before here. Do you think he was foolish to make you a Ugandan? That you live in Uganda. But he can send you wherever he wishes. That's true. Hallelujah. So don't be lazy. And this also goes to the ladies. Their ladies may be smiling. In our child, it's the same. When the Bible talks of man, it is both female and male. Because the woman who is blessed, we know what comes out of a woman who is blessed. We know what men are responsible for. The Bible clearly states it. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 3:9-13. So, what do workers gain from their toil? I have seen the burden God has laid on men. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the hearts of men. Yet they cannot fathom what God has done from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. I know that there is nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live, that everyone may eat and drink and find satisfaction in all his toil. This is the gift of God. Hallelujah. This is the gift of God. For this, God has made everything what? Beautiful. That we may have everything that we require. And if the Lord says everything you require, it's not necessarily the same as your neighbor. Your neighbor needs something different. For you, God has prepared for you a path, and that path will satisfy you if you are in God. You don't have to start comparison. The world has created this view of an image of what success means. Success is so diverse. There are so many points where you can be successful. What Bruce does is not what Mark needs to do. They are different. What Pastor does is different from Michel Abalo or from me. God has created paths for us. But do you know what path that is? So, we are living in a time of chaos. We need to understand and focus on the things that God has planned for us. And in so doing, you need to be brave enough to tell God that these are the things on my heart and present them to him, pray to him, he will reveal himself. And you'll be able to move to the next step. We are in a world of distractions. We may be overwhelmed, but if we are with God, there's no way that we cannot be productive. Hallelujah. Humility cures worldliness. The Bible says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. These are the words of the Bible. As I read them out, I'm reading also to myself. Don't say, Sabaloya, Jize, he was hitting us. Those are the words of the what? Of the Lord. Hallelujah. So what is your goal? From moving to from chaos to divine productivity, what are you going to do about it? You need to understand what you need to do. You need to do the right thing that will glorify God. So what is it? And if I ask everybody here, they may have different understanding. I usually tell my children, you have to have different areas that you look and plan for. One, you plan for your spiritual life. What do you need to do? Two, you plan the ones who are in school. Plan your way through school. What do you need to do in school? Three, even the ones who are in school, I tell them, what are you going to think about financially? Don't wait until you start work. Start now. What are you doing financially? You parents, you can do something for these children to pick up that characteristic financially. One of the things, LAT, the vision is that we are not what? Financially? Financial depression, which is the loudest thing of this day and age, is financial what? So what are you teaching even those children, even these ones who are in the corridor? You need to prepare for them. And when they get to an age when they are able to start making decisions, they need to understand what financial freedom means from that age. Don't start thinking about financial freedom after they toss. You know, we throw those hats when we reach university and we are finishing. Kumbe. The future is bleak because there's no planning. Hallelujah. So, we need to move from chaotic activity to divine productivity, doing the things of God that will glorify Him and walking into the space that God has given us. Colossians 3:23-24 says, and whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. You serve the Lord Christ. Inheritance. Only those who are in Christ will have the inheritance that God has prepared for them. The inheritance starts from now. Your inheritance is what God has prepared for you. I know that we all want to be in eternal, you know, the most important thing is for us to have to walk into eternal life with our Lord Jesus Christ, but He has a mission through you in this world. That's why the Balokole who says, Nindirira Mukama, Mukama Akutunulide, he's looking at you and saying, what are you doing in this time when I have given you authority and dominion on earth? You are just there. You are doing nothing. I require you to be my vessel that is prepared to deliver on my behalf. Hallelujah. And in delivering on my behalf, I am going to bless you. You are doing nothing. Nothing, zero. It's hard, but you have to start planning what is productivity going to look like when I am a Christian. After all, when you are productive, even those who are in the world will look at you and say, there's something different about this person. He loves God. I see God in him, but he's also productive. In God's things, but even in the things that God has given him and entrusted him with. Hallelujah. So we need a framework. And Proverbs 16:3 sums the framework. Commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. It says, commit to the Lord whatever you do. That statement reveals to me that you have to have something to do. And most likely, you must have planned it. And if you are in God, God will help you to what it's all about. But many are captured in between there, whatever you do. What is that whatever you do? People do not understand whatever you do. You need to define it if you are going to be productive. Hallelujah. And God will indeed establish your what? Your plans. So I'm going to introduce you to something that I studied in school, and I've been teaching my children about this. It's something I was taught in marketing school, and it's the way I filter whatever I'm going to do, even when I get challenges, I usually use it to ask God to give me wisdom so that I can achieve, one, what I have planned, and I pray that it is within His work. Because there are things that He wants me to do, and I have to take a step to do them. So, you need to know what the situation is. What situation? What's the circumstance? You need to define what the situation is. Okay? Then you must have an objective. Auntie Mbatute to school, Pastor. You must understand what is my objective. Then you must understand, after the objective, what is my strategy? Then after the strategy, you must ask yourself, what tactics am I going to use? What tactics are you going to use? Then your actions, and lastly, controls. It's known as SOSTAC: situation, objective, strategy, tactics, action, and control. But I'm putting this in the context of a Christian who has a life to learn how to be productive. Hallelujah. So, I want you to look at yourself. You need to do a self-audit. Situation analysis. Ndikuchi. What am I doing? Even at church, spiritually, I'm the leader of the choir, or I am the leader in terms of finances. I am a minister. I am a what? You need to look at your situation. When pastor looks at his situation, he gets them through vision sometimes, but he has a plan, isn't it? You have an overall plan, but you submit that plan to God. So, audit yourself. Reflect on your direction and the priorities that you need. What is it that you are going to do? Finances. You want financial freedom. What are you going to do? Spiritual freedom. What are you going to do? You're on menya kutula, you have yokes around you. The situation might be that you have yokes around you. There are things which you need to break. Then you define it. Lord, I have a situation where I need to break certain yokes. There's something in my way. God reveals. The devil is a liar and he's always hovering around you, so you need to do that. Mm-hmm. Then, for those who are, I always talk about marriage. You want to marry? What's your situation? You have not found one and you're not even prepared. So your situation is, Lord, I need to learn about how to be a husband. How can I be a proper man? Then you say, what is it that I need to learn to be a wife? What is a wife? What is a wife? And I've always told you that a wife doesn't become a wife after they said, I do. A wife is found and is already a wife. The Bible says, he who finds a wife, he doesn't say a girlfriend or a boyfriend. He who finds a girlfriend finds a good thing. He must be a wife. So you young ladies, you want to get married. Find out in your audit. Audit yourself. Am I a wife? Am I wife material? Or am I just a girl? Even the men, am I husband material? So do a situation analysis. Audit yourself. Where am I now? In Haggai 1:5, it says, now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your ways. Reflect on your direction and priorities. Consider your ways. So always have a heart of checking yourself. And help your children to check themselves. Even if you find that a child has a habit, walk with them. Tell them, that habit is not good. What do we do about it? Help them to walk through that challenge. So your situation, you must consider your ways. Psalms 90:12 says, we do not need... So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. I've already talked about wisdom. Allow the Lord to give you wisdom. So now how do we apply this situation? I'm saying we can't improve what we do not evaluate. You cannot improve yourself unless you evaluate yourself. When I had just become born again, I started realizing that I have challenges. Challenges of things which followed me in my past. One of them was alcohol. I had to consider. Say, Lord, I'm struggling with what? Alcohol. I'm free to talk about it because I was set what? Free. I have no qualms. I look at people and I wonder, why did I waste my time drinking alcohol? There was nothing in it. But I had to put that before the Lord. I actually did. And I told him, Lord, this thing is breaking me. I don't know what to do. And I was not the worst in the class anyway. But it was not good. So I asked God to help me. And he helped me. And people walked with me. People who are trusted. People who could help me. Who could guide me. Who could give me the word. Feed me the word. And it slowly started. And I was stubborn. I always told my wife I was stubborn. I moved from the hard drink. UG, I said, I'll drink now a nerve station. Then I moved from the nerve station, the other one is called what? Club. Club is a little lighter. Then I moved from a club, I said a belly. Because they used to say belly was the what? Was the soda of alcohol. Then I even moved further. Pastor, I went and said, okay, let me mix the soda with beer, make it lighter. Until the Lord took away the stuff. Hallelujah. And I broke the habit. I now actually don't know why people really imbibe and waste so much time. But it was the help of God and my actually planning and trying hard to walk out of it that God granted me grace. I don't have that fast. They will take all tribes of booze. I say, that is death wish. Hallelujah. So, what is your situation? I've used a very difficult situation, but each and every one of you has a situation. Well, how are you evaluating yourself as you audit yourself? Are you running on fumes? Or do you understand what your purpose is? Running on fumes means that you don't know whether you're going to get there or not. You are in a void, a sort of a void. By the way, even driving cars one time, I declared, Pastor, that is not my portion. I will never have my car running out of fuel on the road. Never. I declared it. So, I started asking God, give me the ability to keep topping up. When I see that the gauge has reached a certain place, you know, E is enough. It's not empty. But when you hit quarter tank, you say, let me look for 50K. Good. How can they find Mr. Ballo on the roadside with a Kadomola? I'm on a border with a Kadomola. Because you don't have fuel. But now, I'm talking about fuel in a car. But what about running out of fuel when you are in the Lord? You. So what do you need to do? Not run out of fuel. Analyze and say, I am going to be making sure I read my Bible. I will fellowship. I will keep in communion. I must uplift. I must do ABC. Don't run out of what? Fuel. Hallelujah. Because the devil is lurking and waiting to capture those who have run out of fear. Never bored away from courage. Reporting a bump. I don't know when people have accidents, shoes tend to come off. I'm a doctor, government spokesman on education. No, that's not our portion. So, the first thing in your situation, look at your situation. What is the challenge that you're having? Hallelujah. Then your objective. Your objective, what do I want to be? What do you want to be? Clearly define what you want to be. Set your mind on things above, but also know what you want to be. Hallelujah. If you know what the objective is,
you know what your goal is. What is my objective? Now all of us who are running around making noise about Arsenal, and what is your objective? What is your objective? And we have made it a centerpiece around everything. You're going to break into conversation. Why the Man U, what are you working with? Arsenal. What is your objective? What's your goal? What did you get out of it when they won? Can anybody put their hand up and say, yeah, you got some what? Dr. Mujiba, what did you get out of us winning? By the way, I'm a Man U supporter. But what did you get? Happiness. But what did it put? Did it put something in your pocket? Did it make you better in Christ? What was the outcome? But that is entertainment. But I'm trying to say that you need not focus. We are focusing on the things that don't. We are giving too much value to things that we don't have to give so much value. And then we are giving too little value to the things which you have to give value. So, what are your goals? What's your mindset? Set your mind on things above. That is in Colossians 3, 1, 2. And Matthew 6, 33. We all know 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the things shall be added to you. Hallelujah. So what is your objective? Put the Lord's objective into your objectives. Financial objectives, business development objectives, relationship objectives. When you are getting into a relationship, not every relationship is around marriage, but you need to select good people, grounded people, people who can mentor you. What sort of friendships are you looking for? And even those friendships sometimes are for a season, for a reason. It is not that those relationships will be there for ever. What is the English word? There are those who are acquaintances. When you are acquainted to somebody, yeah, the one who knows English in this place. So and so is an acquaintance of mine. There's a difference between an acquaintance and what's the other? And a friend. And even friendship, there's a acquaintance, a colleague, a friend, and then there's a what? Bade. Mfamfe. Walifa walitamunze. So, blood. Oh, your blood. So, there's a difference. What we need to do is when we're setting these goals and objectives, we must put God first, and then we must understand why we are in doing certain things. If you're seeking financial freedom, know why. If that financial freedom is to give glory to God, then God is going to bless you. If you are using financial freedom in a negative way, God will not bless you. Yeah? And when you are going to get financial freedom, if you put your plans together and put them before the Lord, yeah, your objective is to gain financial freedom, you must spell it out. You do different things. I don't know, some people are what? They're into commerce. These days, there's online commerce. There's the workplaces that we go to. If you're going to climb the ladder in that institution, you have to have a plan. What's your objective? When you find the monopoly, the lunch hour, they go for lunch hour. They leave their work on the desk. They don't complete their work. There's morning glory. All these things are good. Now, yeah, the reason why you went to the office, work. And it's not bad to find a space to have morning glory, lunch hour, and any other in the evening. But you find somebody on his desk is dealing with serious matters and he has opened his Bible. I found it. There are things on this table. What are your priorities? And then you, at the end of the year, you say, I'm looking for promotion, what. Bible Jatato could basically be a gamma to promote me. You first do the things that you are supposed to do. Ask God to give you wisdom. We have so many people who are lacking wisdom. They have no goals set. Hallelujah. You need to be able to get things done. Hallelujah. So, our goal is not just getting things done. Our goal is to glorify God. Define what spiritual, relational, and career success. What does career success look like for you? Through a biblical lens. When I went back into the bank, I realized the people I had trained, I gave this testimony. The people who I had trained, now, when I went back, were now my bosses. Imagine, I train you, I'm your senior, then I leave, and I come back, now you are my boss. How many people would be able to accept that? Few. But when I came back, I accepted them. But they were struggling to give me instruction because they knew that I was the one who trained them. So they would come and consult. Say, what do you think? Instead of giving me instruction that do this. So they would come and consult. I can assure you, within the first year, I was their boss again. And then, from there, my eyes were set. I knew what I wanted, but how I got it was with a divine gift. Hallelujah. I was focused on what I needed to do. On every task, I was a subject matter expert. And the people who were on the tour, whenever they wanted to make a decision, they could not but not call me. They said, we need Mr. Bali. Why? Because you know. There are certain things I can see. There's an act, the Financial Institution Act, Section 119. What? I can speak them. And I know them, and I know how they roll into policies and processes. When I was promoted to the maximum executive, people were fighting for that job. And I had not applied, by the way. I just said, where I am, I'm okay. God knows. I was called into the office of the managing director. I said, hey, why am I being called into the managing director's office? He pulled a letter from the phone and said, we have decided that you're taking this role. And where I had just left on the floor, they were debating how they are going for interviews. I came back on the floor with the letter in my pocket. The letter was in my pocket. They continued saying, "Now we're waiting for interviews and what. Unge me, I had already been appointed. I didn't even know how to break it to them. Because I was also in shock. Yeah? But I'm telling you, when you're on the path and the Lord is with you, you trust in the Lord, you have a plan, He will do divine things for you. It is possible. The problem is that we do not plan. And we are not productive. We are not productive. Even simple jobs, you give somebody a simple job, a task, 2 minutes, you come back. They don't care. And yet focus on the things that you need to do, you will be noticed. Hallelujah. So after objectives, you'll be able to set objectives. And by the way, this is a good time for you to sit down with either your wife, your children, and do these things. Set about three, four things that you want to achieve in your spiritual journey, in your financial journey, in your relationship journey, and in your workplace journey, if you have a job, or if not, into the things that God has. You want God, or you desire God to do for you. And prepare yourself, because when you prepare yourself, then God will make a way for you. Hallelujah. So, after objectives, we go to the strategy. What strategy do you have? You need to have, how do I get there? The big picture of how I'll get there. What's your strategy? A strategy is a plan of action. Even as a Christian, you need to have a plan of action. Don't be there just saying, I leave things to chance. There's nothing like chance. God is a God of purpose. And He's looking for somebody who has purpose. So, latch on to His principles. We talked about all His statutes, keep His statutes and everything. And then prepare your plan, put it before Him. Then in faith, start acting upon Him. He will direct your footsteps. Hallelujah. This year you must have, something must happen. The other year we were what? Pray until something happens. Push. And it was a mighty, mighty message. When you evaluate yourself, audit yourself, when we pushed, what have you been? Pray until something. We were seeing it here. Pray until something happened. And they gave us a powerful message. But it's very easy to leave the powerful message and you don't act on it. Now is the year of action. No sleeping. Sleep. When I say no sleeping, I'm not saying literally. I'm saying have action plans. Don't be dormant. Be active as a Christian. God is going to reveal himself. His purposes are going to come alive. He's going to bless you. Bless the work of your hands. Bless your relationship, your marriage, your finances. But if you don't have a plan or a strategy, so, in strategy, did we talk about Proverbs 16:3? Commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. Application, our strategy is not to hustle. In Kenya, there were that hustle, was it? Hustle Nation or what? Ruto's slogan was that. Hustler Nation. Are you just a hustler? Yes, it has a positive side on it. But are you just a hustler? A hustler is somebody who just is moving from one thing to the other. He's not really that much focused on where he's going. So you should move away from the hustle culture. Or let me say the rat race, just the rat race. You must have, God designed you for more than just the rat race. Okay? The rat race is what has been defined. You get up in the morning, wash your face, have a glass of water or drink a cup of coffee, go to work at 8, you're at your desk, whatnot. On the 25th, they pay your salary, then you are back at home. You are greater than that. Hallelujah. You are much greater than that. Our strategy is abiding in Christ. As in John 15:5. The big picture is organizing life around Christ as a central vine. Christ is the vine. You need to tap into the vine. Hallelujah. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. So tap into Christ. Put your plans before him. Move. Stop this business of not moving. Move in your plan. When your plan is not working, go back to the drawing board and pray, and then also ask somebody who can help you and say, you know, this is what's happening. Maybe that individual will have an experience that they can share with you, which will help you onto the right track. Now, here, don't be dormant. We have too many Christians who are dormant, including those who want to get married. They are dormant. They are to help them. We are available to help. Jesus has promised that he shall bear much fruit. The quantity of fruit is so big that our minds cannot fathom. God has prepared you for a purpose and wants you to be his vessel of divine fruit. But you need to have a plan. You need to know what your situation, have an objective and a strategy. Now, when it comes to tactics, we are talking about ukodio. What do I need to do? To be able to achieve one or two of these things. Proverbs 6:6-8 says about the ant. Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which, having no captain, overseer, or ruler, provides her supplies in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. An ant is a creation of God. But look at how much an ant is prepared and can plan. An ant even prepares for the what? For winter. It gathers her food in the harvest. Provides her supplies in the summer. An ant can prepare. When you look at ants, if you ever, I like nature. One of the channels I used to watch on DSTV is Nature. channel so much that I made one of my children became also addicted. That Discovery Channel. I used to look at animals, insects, what. But when you compare to what we are doing, you realize that ants know what to do. Naye Faban, we don't know what to do. An ant can continue hustling and hustling, maybe it's not the right word, but preparing. It harvests, it stores, it what. There's a machine that continues going around protecting the hive or whatever, making sure that it's productive. Until that insect dies, it is being productive. And if, when we are divinely created in God's image, we are wondering what to do. We are, what they say, angers. We don't know what to do. But insects know what to do. Insects know what to gather. They know even where to gather, where to store, and how to continue. And they work together. They feed the nest, and they keep things going in a very orderly fashion. It is us who come with insecticide and then we destroy them. But those insects are God's creation. We'll actually understand how useful they are to us. We'll talk about house flies or mosquitoes, but I'm talking about learning from these other insects. Hallelujah. God is good. Tactics, applying tactics. These are actions which support your strategy. These things, I think I'm talking a little bit too academic, but I hope when you read everything I've put together, go to the blog or go to the site and look and read these things. You will start identifying where you have gaps and start applying yourself in those areas. Yeah, that is my side when I put it on, to know that it's about time. I'm about to conclude. So, your tactics are the concrete habits that support the strategy. Which habits do you need? There are habits you need to what? To drop. There are habits you need to pick up. For example, financial freedom, you need to save something. In saving, remember, God's, if God is using you and he decides you, like Pastor taught us, that he realized that to give gave him a blessing in the end. But because he was doing something, he was a vessel of God, God did not forget him. That is why he has a testimony. So, oterekawa, the Bible says, tereko ugagabo mkuru. Okay? English, it is what? Store up your treasures in heaven. That is what you are doing, Pastor. In helping these children, giving to people who are in need, standing in the gap for some people whom you thought even were better than you. They came, they needed rent, you had the money, you gave them. Where are you storing? And when you take the action, the Lord himself will make sure that the promises he has on your life will be delivered. Because we see clearly, even though you struggled the last time when Eden was going to be born, you had to go to that place and you are planning for your family. But God came out for you. You must be on the move with the plan. If Pastor had not been present to understand what the Lord wanted for him, and it was clear that that child was going to be born in the U.S., he wouldn't have, he didn't stop at just having the knowledge. He continued making sure that he was planning. But most of us, we want God, we want manna from heaven. Oh, the Lord, wake up in the morning, boom, there's something for you to eat. That's it. You're not planning anything else. You have to be intentional of anagi. You need to have these tactics. Make it a habit. If God has told you to prepare yourself for financial freedom and no depression, start saving. For me, I only get 500,000 shillings, but it's not enough. What? Let me tell you, When you are faithful in something, God will give you an answer in something else. He'll know the purposes that you're doing something, and he'll come out and reveal himself. For me, there are things which I did which helped me to pay school fees. And they were painful. When I decided, I was struggling so much to pay school fees, I decided, I told my wife, no, I'm going to take a certain amount of money off, and I'm going to put it in savings for 3 years. It was painful. The first 2 or 3 months were very, very painful, but then I fell into stride because that money was not there for me. After 3 years, it was some sort of an investment. After 3 years, when I got that money, I got freedom. And I was able to do the things which God wants me to do as a father, as a husband. But it had to be an intentional action. Now, you need to also have some time to turn off things like social media. And that is the message also today. Sometimes turn off social media. You can't think when you have too much social media in your mind. And I say it's I don't know. TikTok, whatnot, these things they create noise in your mind and they block you from things that you can focus on. Take some time out and focus on the things. Create habits. Create a planner. You need to have a planner and say these are the things that, those are tactics. Because it will keep you on the what? On the straight and narrow. In God, allocate God time. Allocate time for the things that God has given you ability to have wisdom and have a plan for. And think about them and action them. Don't just leave them. Actively engage in ensuring that you are pushing together the actions that you need. Because if an insect can do it, if an ant can do it, what about you? Hallelujah. Then, before we get to action and control, okay, let's go to action. Action is all about execution. What are you doing? Who does what and when? How are you making sure that you have action? You must have measurable action. Nehemiah 4:6 says, so we built the wall, and the entire wall was joined together up to half its height. For the people had a mind to work. Do you have a mind to work? Action. This is biblical. There was action. Action is putting feet to faith. Put your feet to faith. Many of us are running on just faith. Put your feet to faith. We always talk about actions. You know, in faith, you know, we'll show that you have faith and you are a believer. Assign time for prayer, work, and family, and actually doing it. Not letting it slide. Do it. If it's action, do it. If you are going to have a family fellowship, stick to it. We started a family fellowship. We have gone on with it, and it is continuing to pick up. And you see the benefits of it. The children are more confident with the word. Of late now, we have them preaching. Elijah, you are preaching. And this week, Elijah is the one. He's going to preach. The others, Ato has already preached. Davidia has preached. So, be intentional in your actions. Okay? Be intentional in saying, what will I do today? Don't leave it until next week. We have that sort of character where we say, I'll do it next week. Do it now. Do it now, and then you'll do the next thing. Stop that business of saying, I'll do it next week. So those are moving intentionally creates action. Moving intentionally towards your objective is an action, and it starts materializing. So on action, I'll end with 1 John 3:18. On 1 John 3:18, my little children, let us not love in word or in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So, let us be in deed. In deed means it's It's a word which has action to it. Hallelujah. So as we exit, I'll say, how do you measure success? You've got to review. That's why we say control. Always continually assess. I looked at the choir today and I realized that the children have been incorporated. It was beautiful. Put your hands together for the Lord. It was very nice. We really forgot to appreciate. But it was so wonderful seeing the adult on the violin. I saw the guitar. I have a guitar which is blowing dust. I know. And it's in my testimony last time I said it's something that I need to act upon. So you see, I'm also speaking to what? To myself. But we are blessed because these young people were incorporated in the choir. So when, you know, there's always somebody who will be able to perform for the Lord, okay? To lead us in praise and worship with the talents that they have. Hallelujah. So always we need to have controls. Galatians 6:4. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. Examine what you have been doing continuously. It's an act of control. Don't wait for 3 months and say, have I performed well this month? What is it that I need to change? Is my strategy, is my tactic not working well? Then I need to adjust. Keep refining. Hallelujah. And you will reach success. So, at the end of the week, review your time. Did your actions match your objective? Did you prioritize the kingdom? John 15:2. It's about what? Very much fruit, yeah? Each branch in me that does not bear fruit, it takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, it grows. So, that's an action. When you have a fruit tree, when you look at, recently I read about mango trees when they flower. The first time they flower, cut off all the what? The flowers. Most of us, when you see, we are going to get first fruit. First cut. Don't even waste time. Just say, thank you, Lord, and cut all those flowers. You'll be amazed at what will happen next. The next season when it comes, they are fruit. And the first time you find you have one mango, you see the flowers, then you say, okay, then they bud into small fruits. Then those good fruits, just all of them fall, and then you have one mango. So, cut them, and that's how the Lord works. He cuts off those, because he knows that you need to continuously prune and prepare. Okay? So, the dead ones we remove. You know that they cut off the banana leaves which have started to yellow or have grown old because they are not sapling the ability for the fruit to grow. So, what should I do each topic? Why don't you apply the same principle in your life? What is dead in your life? Maybe it's those Arsenal and Man U matches that we watch so much. Cut them out. Yeah? Liverpool, don't worry. Yeah? Or Uganda Cranes. I don't know. Uganda Cranes, yeah. So as I wrap up, prune yourself. Ask God to give you the ability to understand where you need to cut off, where you need to polish yourself, where you need to make amendments in your planning. So, productivity is not to just make us rich. It is to maximize our impact for the kingdom and to serve others. We are created to serve others. You do not eat your own food. So, everything I'm talking about is focused on your purpose in God. God will supply for you, but you are his vessel. And in supplying for you as his vessel, you will not lack. But also you fulfill your purpose of being available for others in whatever form the Lord has what? Prepared you to be as his vessel. Hallelujah. So I'll end with Ephesians 4:28. Let him who stole steal no longer. but rather let him labor, working with his hands what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. You are a vessel of God. We are walking in this world many times without focusing on having a proper strategy. It looks a little bit too academic, and I apologize for that. I know I shouldn't apologize. This information the Lord gave me to share with you, that you may use it, and that you may be set free, and that you may be his vessel that he's chosen, and the vessel that is prepared and is actually actively moving towards his purpose. Hallelujah. Believe this and put action to it. You will become a better person in Christ. You'll be a better person in this life. We are not supposed to be in this world without knowing how purposefully we are given. And with those many and few words, may the good Lord bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.